This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as if you want to meet scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper said, if a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victims. Isn't it crazy, friends, as to what we're seeing transpire in America today? The president's protected with armed security detail. Congress is protected with armed security detail. Banks are protected with armed security detail. The Pope is protected with armed security detail. Everybody's protected with armed security detail that is to serve we the people, but those that serve we the people want to disarm we the people and make it a gun-free zone when it comes to our children. And then on top of it, after the crime is committed by the person that made the choice to commit the crime, Deuteronomy 30:19, they want to blame the law-abiding gun owners for the crimes of the one that made the choice to commit the crime. How does that make sense? And what's worse is when you see the politicians jump on board and not letting a good crisis go to waste, whether it's created or it's just an opportunity for them to take, and they go right along with it. That's very telling, is it not, friends? When you see politicians begin to undermine the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment, the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, you already know what you're in for, friends. You already know what you're in for. But this is what I'm going to propose concerning what's taking place, what they're trying to highlight right now across the country concerning these school shootings, is that we hold the politicians accountable for the victims. And notice again, friends, it comes to our children. If they're not being aborted in the womb, well, in California now you can take your baby and allow it to live for 28 days and kill it, and the government won't do anything to you. That is not American government. The government is to condemn those crimes, even within the womb. There is no such thing as abortion, friends. It's murder is what it is. Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But there's some people in this country that think it's okay because the government sanctioned it and said it was okay. That is not government. That is corruption. The purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But that's not what's happening here, friends. That's not what's happening at all. They want to go after the gun owners, the law abiders. How does it make sense that they want to go after the law-abiding gun owners? It doesn't. There's nothing about it that makes sense, friends. And what's worse is we sit back and we listen to a guy like Joe Biden, who, by the way, is found out to be a fraud all over again, concerning his followers, his Twitter account. Friends, if you're on social media platforms, let me highlight this really quick. But if you go online right now on social media platforms, you'll see this. The Daily Mail came out with half of President Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake. They're fake. Just like Mr. Anti-Gunner Barack Obama, 19 million were fake. Just like Anti-Gunner Hillary Clinton, right? 17 million of her Twitter account followers were fake. This is how dictators do what they do. But isn't it interesting what impedes their way of from total victory over the people in this country are the 393.6 million guns in the hands of 329.5 million people. So they have to use every given opportunity to leverage their aim, literally, in disarming the American people from defending themselves from a tyrannical government. And let's not act like that's not why our forefathers gave it to us, friends. That's exactly why they gave it to us, for times such as this. Did you see this? Line upon line, precept upon precept. Biden on school shooting. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Oh, my goodness. Psalm 34:18 is what he's referencing, or Psalm 51, verse 17, or Isaiah 66:2. That's called blasphemy, folks. And I'll tell you what, that strange fire he keeps breathing out is going to catch up to him sooner or later. Hopefully sooner than later. Okay? Barack Obama said, our country is paralyzed not by fear, but by a gun lobby and a political party that have shown no willingness to act in any way that might help prevent these tragedies. Well, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, you foreign sodomite, let me ask you the question. Then why is it that you have armed security detail around you for the rest of your life? Why is it, Barack Hussein Obama, that you have armed security detail defending you from the people that you want to believe that you're serving? How is it that you're defending the yourself against the people that you're supposed to serve? That's not a servant. People love good government in this country. They can't stand, and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of corruption. And the people in this country, the law-abiding gun owners, have every right under the sun to be armed. And let me say it again, and I'll say it again and again and again and again. Don't you dare disarm Americans, because this is what you're up against. Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, said, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Folks, these are the same people that are advocating 3,000 to 4,000 murders of babies in the womb every single day. Just put that into perspective. Kamala Harris, this whore, literally and spiritually, said, we have to change and take courage to take action to ensure something like this never happens again. Well, then again, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, why is it that you then have armed security detail? And notice the people that are calling for gun control are those that are entrusted by the people to serve we the people, only to get into a position then to attempt to disarm the people that you work for? Come on, Americans, let's think about what's going on. That's how you control a people. Read 1 Samuel 13:22. We need to think about what's going on here. You know, folks, the bottom line is, the Pope is, he's armed as well. He's got armed security detail. Can you imagine Jesus or the apostles walking down the street? Going to raise the dead, to heal the sick. The list goes on with armed security detail. Yeah, they were armed, but with the angels of the Most High God, which are more potent and more powerful than a man with a gun. Just so you know, no weapon formed or fashioned against us shall prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord. Friends, politicians must be held accountable for the shooting victims in Texas. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platform. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, left side of the page, social media platforms. Subscribe to that page, SOL Radio Live. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and you'll find us there. If you want to call in, it's a perfect show for it. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. Okay, now if you're on social media platforms, friends, I do want you to see this. And what it is, it shows the police standing around this alleged shooting that took place in Texas, and they're doing nothing. They're doing absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, there's even news coming out today where the parents are saying the police literally stood there and did nothing and kept the parents back from entering into the school to protect their children for up to 40 minutes to an hour. It's also interesting to note, if you look at social media platforms right now, you'll also see this, the armed police officers, again, keeping the people away from the one that has a free hand at shooting as many kids as he can within the 40 minutes to an hour allotted to them by the police that are supposed to deal with them. One police officer even has his taser out, ready to shoot one of the parents. Here, I got to tell you this, friends. I'm not playing the audio because of the expletives going on. The parents are literally swearing up and down at the parents or at the police officers for doing nothing. This is exactly, by the way, what happened in Columbine. And as you all know, I've done a show on this, and I played video for you in audio. and I gave you numbered eyewitness tags to the equivalent of about 100 of them, that over 100 eyewitnesses in Columbine High School said there was more than two shooters. Even some of the kids that were shot said it was not Eric Harris, nor was it Dylan Klebold. Is that a theory? Absolutely not. What was the first thing that they went for? Were those kids set up to give a false witness to the American people to say that there was more than two shooters? Many said that there was up to six shooters in that school. A question for those that may question the conspiracy, because that's exactly what it was, Jeremiah 11:9, is why is all the film redacted? Same thing that happened with Mr. Nicholas Cruz over in Florida. That school shooting that took place during the beginning of Donald Trump's administration. Notice the recycle, friends. Notice how this happens. These school shootings take place every time there's a new administration on a massive scale. And they get worse and they get worse and they get worse and they get worse. Anybody paying attention to this? And notice how the American people are never allowed to see what really happened. Going over to Nicholas Cruz. In that particular school in Florida, there was over 70 to 80 cameras. And eyewitnesses, and I played these audios for you too. I just want you to think. That's all I want to do. Because I'm not going to bring you to speculation concerning what's going on in Texas. But I am saying don't rush to judgment as to what took place here. Give it a little time and we're going to find out that the mainstream media narrative is going to contradict. And it's going to stand in contrast to eyewitnesses. Mark my words. And it does every single time. Because they want a lone wolf that has an AR-15 because the AR-15 impedes their way. They want to get rid of the AR-15. Why? Because you can protect yourself with an AR-15, folks. And the bad guy knows this. But going back to Columbine, keep in mind, friends, we played video. We had the eyewitnesses. And over 101 eyewitnesses went unheard because the mainstream media suppressed the eyewitness accounts. They just wanted two shooters, and of course they were both killed, just like this kid was in Texas, right? But going over to Nicholas Cruz, how come none of that film was released? How come the video that we played you showed eyewitness kids that were standing there with Nicholas Cruz? Well, they heard shootings going on over in the other building. Why was it that MSNBC, we played this video for you as well, friends, where a school teacher was inside of that school in Florida, and she said when she looked out to look at the shooter, she thought it was the police that was doing the shooting. Well, that makes sense because when you look at Nicholas Cruz, he was standing there with other students during the shooting. That's what these eyewitnesses said. Again, you didn't hear about that in all of the video that came out through the eyewitnesses, the kids. It was all redacted or expunged immediately from YouTube. I want to tell you who your enemy is, friends. Let me say it this way. Do I need to tell you who your enemy is? They don't want the truth out because the truth is an inconvenience to their lies that they continuously tell. Now, let me go back to this. The shooting in Texas. I just got done sharing video with you of the parents that were outraged at the fact that, or due to the fact that the police were standing outside of the building, keeping the parents from going inside to save their kids for 40 minutes to an hour, said one of the parents. In parallel, they did the exact same thing in Columbine. Did you know that? No, you didn't. Because nobody's willing to tell you the truth, friends. So we need to shut down the modern-day conservative. They're the conspiracy theorists, friends. They're the ones that are deceived that want you to believe the lie that they've been told by their master, the teleprompter. But folks, you do need to understand that during Columbine, there was over 300 SWAT team members that sat outside of the school while Eric and Dylan, allegedly, shot up all of those individuals, namely 13, 12 students and one teacher. Isn't that crazy? 300 SWAT team members sat outside of the building while Eric and Dylan shot up the school. And keep in mind what the eyewitnesses said. There was up to six shooters that we were never told about. If you want to prove otherwise, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Give us the evidence. Give us the videos. Just like we were never delivered from the school shooting in Florida. yet they had 70 cameras. Or we were never delivered the videos from the shooting that took place at Columbine. How come we're never given the videos to decide for ourselves, friends? Because it's never a clear-cut case. That's why it doesn't fit the narrative. We got to do something about these guns. No, we have to do something about these politicians that are disarming individuals from protecting their kids. In Israel, they have armed teachers. In certain schools in America, they have armed teachers who can instantly stop the shooting. But they want you to believe that somehow or another, friends, the innocent, law-abiding gun owner is as guilty as the person that committed the crime. Isn't that insane? No, it shows you how insane the American people are for putting up with these politicians that create gun-free zones in the first place. Oh, can I go back? I'm fired up on this topic, friends. I got to tell you. I got to go back and say this. Isn't it interesting, friends, that those 300 SWAT team members at Columbine, there's also two tanks, by the way, two tanks involved that you never even heard of. We got video, we got audio of all this. And we upload it so it can't be expunged. But what you need to know is every single one of those SWAT team members, you know what they said? The reason that they didn't go in to stop those school shooters in Columbine, you know what they said? Just like these guys in Texas. They said that we didn't know what we were up against. We didn't know what we were up against. Isn't that what you get paid to do, you cowards? Isn't it? Isn't that what you're called and paid to do? Didn't you apply for the job to do what only the courageous can do? Especially when it comes to your kids? If it would have been your kid, would you have broken into the school? Or would you have sat by with the other 299 cowards and said the same thing? We didn't know what we were up against. Listen. And I've said it hundreds of times in public schools because I educate the children as to what took place during Columbine. The cowardice spirit in this country does not belong in this country or in the hearts of men or women in this country. We're not made out of that stuff. We have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, period. And if we take counsel from God, we're not going to fear man. We're going to be bold and righteous, Proverbs 28, verse 1. And what are we going to do? We're going to take it on. This is what I like to tell kids, and I'm going to tell my listeners right now. Regardless if it was my kids or your kids in that public school. The bottom line is, you can say what you will. You can say I'm being cocky. I'm being whatever you want to call me. But if I would have been in a particular situation like that, I wouldn't even have hesitated to go in and stop that shooter from hurting another innocent person. I wouldn't even have hesitated. Where is that? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. You're just giving me more of an opportunity, aren't you? And I speak to the cowards out there that have no clue as to what I'm talking about. But for the American people to sit back and watch their SWAT team members and their sheriffs sit back and do nothing, giving a free hand to a shooter to kill as many as he can, well, that only embellishes the story and outrages the American people all the more, doesn't it, to get rid of the guns. We'll be right back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Steve Bannon, who was a key associate of former President Donald Trump and an influential figure on the American right, was convicted on Friday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. A jury found Bannon, 68, guilty of two misdemeanor counts for refusing to provide testimony or documents to the House of Representatives Select Committee. He's looking at 30 days to a year behind bars for each count and a fine of $100,000 to $100,000. He'll be sentenced in October.
We may have lost the battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war.
Independent truckers protesting California's new gig worker law blockaded California's third busiest seaport for the third straight day on Friday, delaying shipments at the state's top agricultural export hub and adding to U.S. supply chain headaches. This is USA Radio News. The House Judiciary Committee is working on legislation to ban certain assault-style rifles. Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler challenges Republicans to support the measure in light of recent mass shootings. This is Senator Dick Durbin.
There is no reason for a person to own a military assault weapon. It has no value for hunting or sports or even self-defense. It is a killing machine. And when I ask how many AR-15s there are in the United States, I can't get a good number.
Making his first public appearance following the House subcommittee's hearing on the January 6th attack Thursday, Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, took to the stage at the Turning Point USA Summit in Tampa Friday night. While not addressing the footage or the actions of the rioters inside the Capitol, he has focused his speech on the battle for free, fair, and secure elections.
Liberals out there in the liberal media, just in case you haven't gotten the message yet, I do not regret it. And I am not backing down.
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms before it's news.com, top left, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Isn't that right? I mean, how many times does this need to reoccur before we finally figure out what's going on here? Aristocracy is what it is at the end of the day. The powers that are tolerated by the American people. And again, to me, it sickens me to the core because this is not what our forefathers left us. Read your founding documents. And if you read those on premised on the Word of God, you're going to again understand who's not telling you the truth here. Do you guys remember this, Mr. Anti-Gunner? I want you to listen again. So this will give you a great idea as to what you're dealing with. I played this last week, but I want you to check it out again. But Mr. Anti-Gunner here, this is the guy that wants you to believe what he has to say. Listen carefully.
Raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing.
See? They're doing it.
Citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders.
Look at this devil.
In mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth. The game's won.
Folks, he is sincerely a devil incarnate. Only a foreigner could do or talk in such a fashion. against his own country. I mean, Benedict Arnold, Benedict Obama. And folks, he's still spouting off his mouth. He was just busted saying this not too long ago. These are the people that are driving the narrative in your country. This is Mr. Anti-Gunner. This is the guy that pretends to cry in front of the American people concerning Sandy Hook, but he's also the one that voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb as a senator in Illinois mysteriously for over 142 days. And then he became the president of the United States of America out of nowhere. He raised $250 million, this radical, that wanted to fundamentally change America, he said 5 minutes before his inaugural address. And he attacks the American people. Now, what's even worse is Joe Biden. And don't think for one moment Donald Trump wasn't a part of this. He teed up Joe Biden for you Americans. And I'm not getting off track. I'm proving the point as to how you are getting your information and who is driving the narrative. You Americans, you gun-abiding law Americans, are the very people, and it's a mercy of God, that are impeding the way of these globalists. And they're going to do anything and everything to do their best to disarm you, to enslave you. Oh, I'm telling you what, friends, these anti-gunners, they're some smart folks. And I'm not here even to try to reinforce their stupidities. They do that all on their own. But I do want you to hear this. This is gun control marchers and those that have no idea about, well, guns. You ready for this? I hope you are. Here we go.
What is an assault rifle?
It's a military-grade weapon.
So you do realize that every member of the military has a pistol, so you call a pistol a military-grade weapon?
No, actually, I'm not talking about pistols. In case your ears are
looking. The Second Amendment was talking about it.
Well, no, an AK what? What you said?
When a bullet hits you, what happens to the insides of a body?
Well, no.
The inside of a body when you get hit with an assault rifle?
What? Hey, guys, what is an assault rifle?
I'm sorry, you can't even understand what a basic assault rifle is.
You're going to attack me? Give me one sentence. What is an assault rifle? Does anyone want to tell me what an assault rifle is?
This guy right here he has a t-shirt on with Barack Obama. He's trying to attack Charlie here, telling him what the deal is when he can't answer the question.
Can anyone tell me what an assault rifle is?
This is what you're dealing with, Americans.
It's a made-up term by politicians trying to take our guns away. What does AR stand for? What does AR stand for? Tell me what AR stands for.
I don't give a shit.
A pistol is a deadly weapon. Can we get rid of that?
Yeah, we should.
Can we get rid of knives?
Yeah, we should.
And bats?
We should get rid of you and Trump and everyone.
And you too.
Yeah, so look at how ignorant they are. This is the best they've got, friends. These are the people that are being used, all three of them, to drive the anti-gun narrative. They have Obama shirts on. A Biden shirt on. I'm sorry. That's giving Biden too much credit. Really, honestly, it is. Folks, here's the bottom line. Let's just go full circle here, okay? Another gun-free zone shooting. Why is there gun-free zones? The Second Amendment says what the Second Amendment says. And I've done so many shows on the Second Amendment. I've given you the earmarks and the definitions of who our forefathers wrote the Second Amendment for. That's me and you. And who the militia is. That's me and you. A well-regulated militia, that's us. Being necessary to the security of a free state, not an enslaved state, the right, the God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Let's go to 1 Samuel 13:22. Because I want to get in your heads and in your hearts that the politicians must be held accountable for these gun-free zones because they're the ones creating them. And keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them. It only applies to you and your children. And yet they work for you. Whoa. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any people that were with Saul and Jonathan. But with Saul and with Jonathan, his son was there found. God raised up Saul to do what? To deal with his enemies, the Philistines. How did the Philistines rule over the Israelites? They were disarmed. So the Philistines or corruption in American government, they want to bear rule over you. How do they do that? They disarm the American people. Again, keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them. George Mason said, to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Of course. And yet you have these dummies. Call it what you will. They are dumb. Here, let me do this. Just so everybody understands that. I'm going to Webster's 1828, okay, just to educate some people, that the word dumb is in the Webster's 1828. Mute, silent, not speaking, okay? Destitute of the power of speech, unable to articulate sounds. Okay, and that's exactly what these people are. They're dummies. They make no sense. The only thing they can retort to is name-calling. Okay? Again, George Mason said, to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. And yet every administration has been stripping the American people of their Second Amendment rights. Had Nugent on, what, 3 weeks ago, a month ago now? He was exactly right. I don't need a piece of paper from the government to tell me that I can carry. Well, according to the letter of the law, he's exactly right. But why are the American people doing otherwise? These are the ones that are trying to incrementally strip you of your God-given right to defend you from such people as the ones that are trying to give you permission to carry a firearm. Whoa! Not only does disarmament mean to enslave, but it also means to take away one's ability to protect themselves. I mean, folks, just think about this. The other day we were driving, as a matter of fact, it was yesterday. There was these foreign bulls that were out in the pasture. And they had these big, huge horns on their heads. Why did God put those horns on the top of their head? You ever look at a lion? He's got those big eye teeth and those big claws. As a matter of fact, if those claws come out and he swipes you, he can disembowel you with one swipe. Why did God give him those claws and those eye teeth? To defend themselves. To defend themselves. Why did God establish the Second Amendment? Our rights come from God through our forefathers. So that you might defend yourselves. Should it happen or should it be that another government arises like that of the ones that our forefathers threw off? Read the Declaration of Independence. Listen to Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper again. Folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking about another gun-free zone school shooting. And it's time to hold the politicians accountable. Not the law-abiding gun owners. No! You have it backwards! Okay? If a violent crime is to be curbed, said Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police. Nope. The felon does not fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. No, because he already knows he's going to get a slap on the hand. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Why was that school in Texas? Why were they soft targets, our children? Why were they made a prey before a man that dressed up like a transvestite, by the way, was allowed to go in there and shoot down as many kids as he could for 40 to 60 minutes? And there's something to be said with that, too. Well, the more people or more kids that he killed, the more the American people are going to be angry. But why don't you pay attention to the police that were barring the parents from going in and stopping him? Okay? And you might ask questions to the police why that would be. And why is it that they didn't storm into the school to stop that shooter from killing one more kid? Pay attention to the details. We're going to come right back, folks. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Matt Agarist just wrote an article. The parents beg heavily armed, cowardly cops to charge Texas school. They waited 1 hour outside as a shooter continuously murdering children. Javier Cazares, whose fourth grade daughter, Jacqueline, was killed in the attack, told the Associated Press that he raced to the school when he heard about the shooting, arriving while police were still gathered outside of the building. Wow! Hey, you know what? You that call yourself police, I have a lot of friends that are police. You've been watching The Wizard of Oz way too much. You take on the cowardly lion, haven't you? You're worthless. You have no business being in that position. But I can guarantee you something, Americans. If those children would have been those said police officers or sheriffs that were barring other parents from going into the school to save their children, if it would have been their kids, it would have been a different story. What happened to looking out for the other guy? What happened to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Javier Cazares, who lost his fourth grade daughter, said when he arrived, he too witnessed police doing nothing. Upset that they were allowing two psychopaths to indiscriminately murder children inside. He said, let's just rush in because the cops aren't doing anything like that they are supposed to. More could have been done. He said they were unprepared. Well, they weren't unprepared to go ahead and tase a parent that was going to break through the line, were they? No, they were standing there like a bunch of bad boy cowards, the cowards that they are, and they had to make sure that the parents didn't go in to save their kids. You know what? Again, my kids would have been in that school. I'm going in. I'd have done the same thing for your kids. But apparently not those guys. Now, it sounds very suspicious, friends. Let's see what unfolds there in Texas. And let's get back to the facts of the matter. This was a gun-free school zone. And it's time to hold the politicians accountable to their unconstitutional, as they would call it, legislation, which undermines the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which they had no lawful right to do in the first place. Let's hold them accountable for the lives of the innocent. This is the law. This is the law. Do you know that for them to create gun-free zones, friends? Here, let me just call it for what it is. If you want to call in and contend or just want to add to, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Do you know that to create a gun-free zone is illegal at every given step? But again, keep in mind, these gun-free zones are making children soft targets, just like in any other gun-free zone. I said the other day, it's like taking a picture of a sign where the sheep are all herded up on the field grazing, and it says wolves not allowed. That wolves not allowed to a criminal, the gun-free zone, no guns allowed, is a green light to a criminal going after an open prey that cannot defend themselves. I don't get what people don't understand about that. One has to ask themselves the question, why is it that after the mass shooting takes place, that a majority of them that take place, most people don't know, are found in unconstitutional gun-free zones? Which, again, the mainstream media and their useful idiots are always blaming the law-abiding gun owners for the crimes of the assailants. That should make you mad within yourself right there. And it's interesting that the mainstream media is continuously magnifying the crime and omitting the law. Isn't that something? They should be magnifying the law against the criminal, not magnifying the crime against the law abider. Jesus said, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. Luke 11:21-22. Well, maybe we should take some advice from our forefathers, because the modern day politician wants to face off with our forefathers, and they have not a leg to stand on, at least to those that have a bit of common sense. But George Washington said the very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil interference. Thomas Jefferson said laws that forbid the carrying of arms, those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes, such laws make things worse for the assaulted, the victims, and better for the assailants, the criminals. They serve rather to encourage rather than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an unarmed man. Here, let me just say this, because I'm going to play this for you. I want you to see this. It's time to hold politicians accountable for the crimes against the innocent. Time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger.
This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also...
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Supply Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.